Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
In Mark chapter 10, Jesus is dealing with the interactions that he has with people, or using examples in a sense to show what some of the approaches to God, to Jesus are. And in Mark chapter 10, verse 13 through 16, we have this interaction about the children. It says, "And they were bringing children to him that they might touch him, and the disciples rebuked him." So they were saying to the people who were bringing the children, "Keep those kids away." But when Jesus saw this, verse 14, he was indignant, and he said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying hands on them. Now, certainly this is an indication about God's love for people that are considered outsiders in our society, irrelevant, those who can bring nothing. And in our day and age, where there's a lot of talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, one of the things that is true is that God's heart is for everybody, that anybody can come, that there is no insider outsider. And so in a sense, the disciples approach by rebuking the people who are bringing the children was say, don't waste Jesus' time with these kids. It was saying, can we exclude those who don't offer something substantial? Can we exclude those who don't understand everything? Can we exclude those who aren't at a status level that we're at? And Jesus' strong rebuke is seen in this word indignant, when it says, and he was indignant to them, because he says, here's what I want you to know, and that is, unless you come like a child, you can't inherit the kingdom of God. And the way a child comes is with dependent trust, without an air of negotiation or sarcasm, with fun and delight and wonder. And he says, unless you come like a child, then you won't come. The other thing that's true about kids is when you put kids together with other kids, they find common ground. They don't say things like, oh, you're not wearing cool enough clothes, or you, now, granted, kids get a certain age and they do, but most of that's learned. You put little kids together, they just find common ground, they love each other, and they have a good time. And I think Jesus' point here is not the older kids and the way that they act, as much as he's saying, I want you to not come with a mindset of saying there's an insider and an outsider, and I'm an insider, as much as saying, I will come like a child and be focused on just being part of the group. And that was Jesus' heart here, especially, I think, when he says, don't hinder these kids, let them come, because whoever doesn't receive the kingdom like this won't enter it. Jesus is saying, I want you to know that if you are about drawing lines, keeping people out, excluding, then you don't actually understand the kingdom. Now, I'm not suggesting here that there aren't standards to uphold and there isn't a time for truth, but I'm talking about the idea of saying that I won't do church, or I won't do community, I won't do spiritual life with people who aren't just like me. And Jesus says, you're misunderstanding the kingdom. The kingdom is you're all on the same level. There's not a hierarchy. You come because of Jesus, not because of what you've done. And that is something to rejoice in and celebrate and savor, and something that Jesus has done. So the question when the Pharisees came and asked about divorce and remarriage is, how far can I go? And Jesus basically says it's the wrong question. And here, that the implied question of the disciples rebuking the people bringing the kids was, who can I exclude, or am I one of the insiders? And Jesus is saying, no. The insiders are those who ultimately come in faith and delight and come to me like a child. Are you somebody who comes in faith and delight to God like a child?
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.